Now, let's return to Becoming Thin Within on Talk Zone. Once again, here's your host, Deborah Wright.
Well, hello, and thank you, and welcome back. Later in the show, as I had mentioned, again, this is Becoming Thin Within. I am Deborah Wright, and I'm here with Robin. Later, we will be giving away one of Tammy's books. But first, as promised, I want to introduce you to my sidekick here. She is going to help make this show great.
I was just taking a nap, actually.
Yes, see? She's paying attention to what our previous guest said. Tammy said, take a nap, and don't feel guilty about that.
Never.
But I promised you'd be learning more about her. So I want to ask her some questions, let her tell you more about her so that you will know what she, her background. She, of course, is a personal trainer and comes from California and is going to be training for the Bridal Fit Challenge, which we'll talk a little bit more about.
I am. I'm so excited for that.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think you're going to do a fabulous job.
Oh, I can't wait.
But tell us more about you. So you're a certified trainer. You're from California.
I'm a certified personal trainer. I'm actually originally from Canada, from Toronto.
Okay.
I moved out to California. I moved out there to do, you know, the business, to become a star.
Become a star, famous.
And then I realized that is a very empty life. No, really. And I spent my whole life in a gym. I was a gymnast as a...
Right.
I traveled the world. That was 30 hours a week for me as a kid. Through college, I taught aerobics. It was just fitness and exercising has always been a part of me. And actually teaching people fitness has always been a part. When I was a gymnast, we were taught to sort of train each other, which is...
During your gymnastics career?
Oh, yeah. We had to condition. We did heavy-duty conditioning, and we all knew how to... We would go up, break off in groups, and we would train.
Okay.
So it sort of felt like I was taught then. And then in college, I taught aerobics. And then when I moved out to L.A., really, honestly, I was working as an actress, and I just thought, this is... It's funny. They talk about actors are unhappy when they're working and unhappy when they're not working. And I thought part of my emptiness was I'm not giving anything back. And what can I do with my downtime and feel like I'm contributing?
And so was your passion then personal training, doing something with fitness?
Yeah, I just looked at my background, and I was doing it anyways. I was always at the gym training my friends, and I thought, I'm really good at this. This is what I should be doing. And then I started my own business there.
Got out certified, in California.
Started my own business. Had my own business for 13 years.
And you did a lot of work with the entertainment industry, though. So you had stepped out of it and fortune path, but you had gotten back into it, into making those who will be seeking fame and fortune look good.
Look good. But then also my biggest part of my clientele were people that were referred by physicians. It's time you have to do some weight-bearing exercise.
Yeah.
It's imperative. And those were actually really the clients that I like to get my hands on.
And so let's talk about that, because I know a lot of the listeners are, got a lot of people who are probably listening who never worked out before but really want to get started.
Right.
Others who maybe have done it off and on all of their lives, and others who are doing it now but maybe want to take it up to the next level. So starting with those who've not done it before, what would you as a trainer tell them, here's the perfect way to get started so that this is something you can do for life? Because oftentimes people start, they jump right into it.
Well,
they get sick and sore and they don't know what they're doing and they quit.
I think the greatest thing you could, a gift you could give yourself, and this sounds like I'm really egotistical, but get a trainer when you start, even if it's just for 5 sessions.
Right.
You have to be taught form.
Yeah,
I'm a big stickler on that. I think it's very intimidating for someone who's never worked out to go into a gym and go, okay, I'm going to walk on the treadmill because that's what we're supposed to do. I'm supposed to do 5 of these. You know, you don't know what you're doing. You need to be taught. Like any sport, when kids start sports, they start, you know, T-ball before they go to baseball. You really need to be
have somebody tell you.
Yes.
And watch you.
And
say,
watch you.
Okay, here's what it feels like.
Right.
Because telling, sometimes they can hear what you're saying, but they don't know what you mean. But then when they can show you by here's what it feels like to do it right. And how do you help, what do you do as a trainer to help motivate them?
Well, I really think my forte, my strengths fall in that I really get to know the person.
Okay.
Because everybody's different. And everybody, first of all, it's hard to ask for help. So if someone's coming to the gym for the first time, they're going, I need help. I want to change something. I want to feel healthier. I really get to know the individual. You can't train two people the same way. Everybody's, some people like a drill sergeant. Some people right. like to be coddled and handheld and patted on the back and be reminded that they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
But also it's finding out what feels good, what doesn't feel good for them. There's no two clients that I would train the same way.
And so how would you describe yourself as a trainer? Are you the drill sergeant or are you the pat him on the back?
I am the chameleon. I really figure out who they need me to be. I think that that's what my strength is as a trainer.
Okay.
I'm never going to be the mean trainer.
Uh-huh.
You're
not going to beat anybody up. Nobody's leaving with bruises after they leave you.
No, and plus I think that's also a fallacy. People think that if they're working out, that they didn't get a really good workout unless they're incredibly sore.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first start something, you're going to be a little sore, but it shouldn't be debilitating.
Right. Yeah, that's what I call whenever I've worked out too much and my legs really hurt, the free fall to the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go down one inch and then, you just aim right.
It hurts. And then, but truly, people, they get to that point and they think, this isn't fun. This isn't exciting. Why would I want to do this to myself? And so we don't want them to get to that point.
And if you're joining a gym, trainers are available. It's a luxury in life to have the trainer. I just think it's important when you're starting someone, if you have never worked out before, someone needs to guide you a little bit. So
right.
get somebody to get, or you need to read a lot. I just really strongly believe that it's get someone to guide you even, and then partner up with people because getting to the gym is hard.
Right.
So make a pact with someone.
Right.
Start with walking.
And
everybody
do you,
knows how to do that.
True. And do you recommend that they go to a gym? Do they do things on their own at home? Say they've come to see you for a while. They feel pretty good about what they're doing. Because I have some clients who say, there's just no way. I'm not going to go to a gym. I'm going to go home. I'm never going to work out at a gym. It's just not going to happen. And of course, everybody's different. Like you said, everybody's unique in what will help them. So what do you say to that person?
I think you need to know yourself. I think that if you have the discipline that you're going to do it at home, then do it at home. You don't need a big gym full of equipment to get a great workout.
And how do you know that?
But some people have to make that drive to the gym. That's part of their process. I'm getting ready. I'm packing my bag. I'm driving to the gym. I'm walking into the gym. I'm signing in. Okay, I'm working out.
And
some people need that.
Yeah, making every step a conscious effort.
Right. And some people absolutely need to make an appointment with a trainer and be accountable to somebody.
Right.
So that's why if you can't have a trainer, have a partner. Be accountable to someone. If you're going to do it at home, I have clients that work out that are very disciplined about working at home.
Well, let's talk about if somebody wants to go find a trainer. Let's say they're listening and they're saying, yes, you're right. I want to get started. I think I might go find a trainer. What should they look for when they go and randomly they go to a gym and if they're given one, how are they going to know this is not the right trainer for me?
You'll know right away if they don't listen to you.
Okay.
They need to listen. It's not, it's you are hiring them. So you are allowed to say, I don't like this. I don't know what we're working here or this doesn't feel good. You have to communicate.
Uh-huh.
So communication, just like any relationship, they call it personal training for a reason. It does become a very,
very personal
relationship.
Right.
And if you don't like the person, then don't give it too long. You're not obligated. So if you don't like them, if you have a personality clash, then move on. And
find
that's sometimes hard. It's hard for, sometimes I have not liked clients. And I sort of made a pact with myself as my business got growing that I wasn't going to spend an hour with someone that I really didn't connect with.
Right. That there wasn't that
or if it was, sometimes, if we didn't get along, because it wasn't beneficial to either one of us.
Right, right. Well, and hopefully those clients would respect that so that they would know I need to find somebody where I will connect with.
Right, or sometimes they just need a little lesson. I mean, I actually had a male client once and he was very successful, had a great house, had beautiful children. He would come in and just talk about how just complain, wah, 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 wah. And finally one day I said, what are you complaining about? You have a great life. You're doing really well. And the next day he came back and he thanked me. So sometimes people just need a little little.
And so you've had some very successful clients, and you have one in particular that I remember you shared with me that it's just a great inspiration. Tell me about her.
Well, and she's actually truly one of my best friends now too, because we went through this transformation together.
Yes.
I have a client in LA, her name's Lisa, and she, over a course of 2 years, lost 170 pounds.
Wow.
And
but that's 2 years. We're not talking about she dropped it. And
when people out there are listening, they should say, wow. They shouldn't say 2 years.
2 years, right.
Because it's, that is the way.
And that's safe.
This is dropping a whole, she's dropped
170.
A whole person and then some.
Yes. An average size man.
And yeah.
She dropped my husband.
But she, I watched this, it was almost like watching the caterpillar go into the cocoon and
don't you love
that metamorphosis. And,
right.
Emotionally, and it's funny when she wrote a little, it's on my website, which is Robin Ribeiro, 3dfitness.vp.web.
which is also on the Becoming Thin Within.
Yes, you can go to Becoming Thin Within and connect to it. She wrote a lovely little blurb about me, and she said that like, training with me was as much emotional as physical therapy.
Great.
And because it is, and you really, we have an amazing friendship because this, we sort of did this together and it was great.
Right, right. And you need, and that's one thing that whenever I talk to my clients, of course, I am also a personal trainer, but I'm not a practicing personal trainer. But when I'm with my clients, I need to be able to prescribe exercise and help them
right.
get over their sabotage, get over the resistance, whatever it is that's keeping them from doing that, sending them to a personal trainer if that's what they need, or helping
right.
them figure out what they need to do at home. But it isn't just the physical. It is the emotional.
Well, like I said, it's when you're coming to a trainer or when someone's coming to you, they're asking for help. And
yes.
that's not easy.
Makes you vulnerable.
It makes you vulnerable, and it's not easy to do. So once you get past that, and if you find the right trainer, then it should be easy. You make
right.
your appointments, you have to show up, you're accountable to someone, and then that trainer should just guide you from there. That's what I tell my clients. You just have to show up.
Right.
And
then, I will help take you.
Oh yeah, I can make my clients do anything. So, and I can trick them into doing it too.
Awesome. Now they know your secrets.
Now they know my secrets.
Now they know.
Yes, I entertain them as I'm getting them to do, you know.
And so,
10 more.
If somebody were to come see you, what are some of the fun things and interesting things? Are you the come over here, run for 25 minutes type trainer, or do you try other things?
I try anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like to learn too. So I learn from other trainers. I think that's fun. I like to read. If I'm a bored trainer, my clients are bored.
Right.
I think you should switch it up all the time. Just, listen, using the same shampoo every day, we all know after 2 months that shampoo doesn't work so good anymore.
Is this a comment on my hair, Robin?
She was rained upon this morning.
I was. Terrible. But
you have to switch it up. You have to make it fun.
Yeah.
Even for my clients, sometimes my clients, they come in, they don't want to be there. I see it in their face the minute
yeah.
they walk in.
And it's not just you.
So my job is to go, they don't want to be here today.
I need to help. And that's what a personal trainer
can
do.
I can say you want to go to breakfast, or I can say,
that's right.
All right, come on, we're going to throw the medicine ball around. So.
And that's what a personal trainer really needs to do, is to help give you that motivation, help make you accountable
mm-hmm.
when you're there. Then they need to learn that accountability and what they need to do at home.
Yes.
And how to get themselves to make sure that they go see the trainer. And that takes time. That's not something that happens just overnight.
No.
You have to have that preparation. And it is an emotional transformation. And you have to make that
yes.
emotional transformation along with that physical transformation in order to achieve that permanency.
Absolutely. And for me, when my clients come to me, I like to make them sign up for 10. Because it takes a while for something
yes.
to become a habit.
It does.
And that's not about getting money up front. That's about you're going to make this a habit. And you
right.
have to do, you're doing, this is when you're starting. You have this time to do 10.
Right. And that's when you look at a lot of people who, different celebrities or personalities that we know who've lost weight, and then they gain it and they lose it and they gain it. That's one thing I always go back to is, did you lose the weight on the inside first? Did you become thin within?
No. That would be when you see someone yo-yoing like that, that's the obvious answer is no. They're not fixing what's stopping. That's why my client Lisa, over the 2 years,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just me. You know, she was going to therapy. She was in a support group.
Great.
You know, she got
She sought resources.
She sought resources.
Absolutely.
And has made a life change. That's the...
Right, and it is. It's a brand new life for her.
It wasn't just about dieting and...
Yeah, and that's how she's going to...
The bad D word.
That's how she's going to achieve that permanency.
Right.
And find that. And that's, too, as far as procedures go, I am not wholly against any one procedure. However, with any of my clients who are considering gastric bypass or the lap band, I will make sure to tell them I'm not against it if you're right on the inside first. Because I have clients who've been through it, mm-hmm. and they say, yeah, I've been through that.
I have a client that's been through it twice.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So it's not, and contemplating that, Deborah's so right. You have to figure out where you're at before you
right.
do that. It's not a quick fix.
And it is.
You can get right back to, you could lose 100 pounds very quickly and then
gain
it right back.
And it is for some people.
I think people think they can't gain it back after that.
Right.
Wrong.
Right. No, they can and mm-hmm. more. And it is, I will say, it is a necessary surgery for some people. But that transformation, that emotional transformation has got to come first. And so that's something that we will continue to talk about as we go through the show. Every week we will bring up more information, more suggestions, ideas. We'll talk about different surgeries or different diets and different fads and things out
yeah.
there and how they work, how they don't work. Most of them, I will say, how they don't work.
Yeah.
And we will give you our 2 cents.
And it can also be, I think I always wanted to tell my clients too, it can be fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're coming in, it's a chore. Working out falls into the chore category.
Sure, but you have to
do it.
There's
a very small group of people that need, it's like an obsession. That's a very
yeah.
small group of people, but for most people it's a chore.
Right. And you
but
have,
it can
but
be
you
fun.
Do it for life. You're mm-hmm. not doing it for weight loss, you're doing it for life, for your health.
Exactly.
Forever. And it's something that you can enjoy and change up anytime. But that, it's so important. So we want to make sure that everybody knows that it's something you have to do for life. But right now we need to take another short break. But I would like for you to stay tuned because we will be going to our emailer question for the week. And you won't want to miss this one. So we will be right back with Becoming Thin Within. I'm your host, Deborah Wright. Stay tuned.
Is facing the same old boring gym or Stairmaster day after day keeping you from reaching your fitness goals? Then listen up, because Velocity Sports Performance has everything for everybody in the family and is the ultimate training facility that offers you a chance to be taught by world-class performance coaches who have worked with professionals and Olympic-level athletes. You'll be training at the same place the professionals do, or maybe even next to one. Whether you want to improve your game or join a boot camp to lose some weight and tone up, this is your answer. No boring treadmill day after day here, and no two sessions are alike. Velocity also offers training programs for anyone and everyone, regardless of age, gender, skill level, or athletic or fitness goals. Their core programs are designed for youth, middle school, high school, and elite athletes, as well as adults and teens. Training in small groups ensures maximum one-on-one attention. Call 615-661-8771. That's 615-661-8771. Or go to velocitysp.com/coolsprings. That's velocitysp.com/coolsprings to get your tour and start your free trial today.